President Mahama will tomorrow deliver the State of the Nation's address in Parliament in accordance with Article 67 of the 1992 Constitution. Given his expectation of the president's speech, the only independent candidate in the 2012 elections, Jacob Oseyebua, tells Radio Ghana he wants the president to touch on unity, the reason for the increase in fuel prices, science and technology as a tool for development, and carve an overall vision for this nation. He spoke with Rebecca Ekpe.
I will be expecting him to wear the smock, the fugu. To me, it's a dress that I think as a nation we need to adapt to replace the suit or the coat that we normally put on with tie. He must actually look like an African. I mean, that is me. That is my perception. And I'll be very, very happy if he can do that. We need to build that industry up. And I think it's something that all of us as Ghanaians can easily adapt to replace the suit. Anyway, when you dress, you also look smarter. The cotton industry that we have in the north can create a lot of businesses if most of us begin to wear the smock or the fugu.
What about Kente and the other ones?
You see, Kente as a man, when he wears Kente, sometimes you don't look smarter when you want to move and things like that. But when you look at the smock, you wear it, it's just like wearing suit. You can look smarter, you need to move. My second point is, you know that this election has brought in a whole lot of cooler balloons, okay, with this litigation. And I think that what we need at this point in time is unity. So I'll be expecting him to actually take his time to make some statements that can ensure that as a nation we'll be able to come together and make the differences and perception. The other thing will be about the national development agenda. What I think is also...
You said the national development agenda should be agenda. One of the focal points of his
yes.
speech.
Yes. You see, from now, some of us would want to see a national development agenda that is all embracing, that all of us can actually find some hope about in the future.
Is there any other thing that you're looking forward or you would wish that the president would address?
Yes, sir. You see, we need to, as a nation, see where science and technology will take us to, you know. And I'm expecting that, I mean, there must be an agenda and a vision for all of us. Like, within the next 40 years, Ghana will lead Africa to launch into the moon as well. Somebody will say it's ambitious.
Highly ambitious, Mr.
Oseyebua.
The issues of water and electricity, basics, are still questions that we're still addressing after 50 years of independence, 55 years.
You see, the technology and science can help ease most of the problems that we have. So some of us are expecting that this government must be a technology and science-driven government that can give all of us hope and create the needed momentum for us as a people to move forward.
Jacob Oseyebua, independent candidate in last year's polls, talking to Rebecca Ekpe.
And still on the President's State of the Nation's address, the Vice President of the Pan-African Clergy Council, Reverend Dr. Frederick Akakpo, says he wants President Mahama to speak to issues plaguing the educational sector, especially public schools. Reverend Dr. Akakpo also expects the President's speech to address the socioeconomic concerns of Ghanaians. He spoke with Rebecca Ekpe.
Based on economy, I'm expecting him to come up with a policy that will benefit the low-income earners, that will enhance the socio-economic standard of living. This professional slavery comprises casual workers, contract staff, some of the youth employment and domestic workers, and this will enhance the better Ghana agenda.
Yes, Reverend, for example, if you say the issues about casual workers and contract workers, youth unemployment, specifically, what are you referring to?
Looking at remuneration, salary for these workers, like for example, the price of food has been increased. Some of these people working in various organizations, some are more than 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 6 years.
Reverend, speaking of remuneration, one thing that we all know is that productivity in this part of our world is very low, and yet every day we agitate for salary increases. From your point of view, what do you think should be done to address issues like this? And we are calling on the president to address issues of remuneration. What about low productivity? What can we do from our end?
Productivity is very low, but we have to put other staff in this various organization taking his sum of money every month. I'm not sure productivity in the nation is low, because every worker or every employee is expected to work for 8 hours. You go to work to work. Make sure you do what is expected of you. We must not turn our workplace into Bible studies must not turn them into little forecasting and others.
On education, exactly what do you want to see the president touch on?
Touch on educational facilities, especially in the city. Let's say, for example, I live in Tishin, a sub area called Agliza. There's no government school around that area. For the children from the area to go to public school, they have to walk about 2 to 3 miles. The nearest government school to that place is Gono.
Gono?
Gono, yeah.
So in your area, school children will have to walk 2 to 3 miles before they get to a public school.
Yes.
But there are private schools around.
Yeah, because most of the parents cannot afford the fee for private schools. So in the city, I'm expecting the government to come up with a policy of a special educational facility in the city.
Vice President of the Pan-African Clergy Council, Reverend Dr. Frederick Akakbo.